好，弟兄姊妹，我们请先翻到哥林多后书第五章。
Brothers and sisters, let's first turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章的13到17节。
Verses 13 through 17.
哥林多后书第五章13到17，我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人了，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，就是已过，都变成新的了。
But if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh. Yet now we know him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
那个我想我今天会着重在第十四节。
I want to put the emphasis today on verse 14.
就是基督的爱激励我们，然后我们想一人既替众人死，就是替我们死，我们就都死了。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus that if one died for all, then all died.
在这一段，我们刚刚念的这一段话里面呢，有两个所以。
In the passage we just read, there was two therefore.
第一个是在十六节，他说，所以我们今天就不凭着外貌认基督了。
The first one is in verse 16. Therefore we.Right now, we know Christ not according to the flesh.
然后第二个所以其实在中文没有看到，是在十七节开头。
In Chinese, you cannot see it, but it's in verse 17 at the beginning.
他就是说，所以呢，在基督里我们都是新造的人。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
但是在这个所以的之前呢，他告诉我们说，我们要思想主替我们死，然后我们死了，那我们为基督而活。
And before these two therefore, he spoke about that Christ died for us, and because he died for us, we also die, and we no longer live for ourselves, but for him who died for us.
所以我们保罗弟兄的意思就是说，在这个你过了这个关卡，就或是说你经历了这个事情，然后主为我们死，啊，我们死了，我们也为他活，之后有两个所以。
And Paul is trying to tell us that the Lord died for us, and when he died, we also died, and we now live for him who died and died for us, and there are two therefores after that.
对，什么叫做凭着外貌认识基督？
And what does it mean that we know him according to the flesh?
对，有时候我们就想的是说，当一个不信主的人，他认识，他是似乎来认识耶稣的时候呢，他说耶稣是一个历史上的人物。
And just like when we speak to unbelievers, when the person is coming to know Jesus, he said that Jesus is a historical figure.
对，好像是从凭着肉身去认识主。
Like we are knowing him according to our flesh.
啊，这是一个方面的意义。
And this is one part of what it means.
但对于我们信主的人来讲，那个保罗也是这样子要劝勉。
But to us who believe, he is also speaking to us.
对，他劝勉这些弟兄姊妹呢，你们要经过这个为主而活。之后呢，就认识基督，就好像从不同的方面来认识他了。
He is encouraging us that when after we come to know him, after we believe the Lord Jesus, then we should know him in a different way.
然后我们也知道说，我们信主之后，地位上是个新造的人。
We know that after we believe in Jesus, that our position is a new creation.
但我们到底是不是？活出一个新造的人的光景。
But do we indeed, in fact, that we live in this new creation, this reality?
所以保罗意思说，当我们经过那个被主的爱激励摸着之后呢，我们好像就 真实的进入一个新造的一个情形里。
That Paul is saying that when the love of Christ compels us, then indeed we will live in this reality of the new creation.
我那个小时候，我年轻的时候喜欢看科幻小说。
When I was younger, I liked to read these fiction, science fiction.
对，那以前读了什么都我记不得了。
I've forgotten what I've read.
但是有一个小段的故事呢，不晓得为什么我一直记得。
But there was this short story I have always remembered.
他说有一个研究蜜蜂的科学家。
There was this scientist that was researching on bees.
对，他每天就是一个研究蜜蜂的这个专家。
He was a person who was an expert on these bees.
但我不晓得，我不记得为什么，就是有一个。邪恶组织呢，要谋杀这个人。
There was this evil organization that was going to murder this expert.
他们这个组织好像蛮认识这个人，是蛮自负的。
And this organization know that this expert was very
proud. 所以他们想了一个特别的方法，就是说把他每天在居家，就是他每天在家里面去做研究，整个的这个路程呢，把它画一个图。
So they drew a picture of his path, like going to where he was doing his research and coming home.
然后观察了好多时间啊，就把那个图那个轨迹全部画起来。
So they observed him for very long, and they have noted all his tracks.
然后最后把这个图寄给他。
So at the very end, they sent this drawing to him.
然后寄给他之后，那个科学家一看到那个图
，When the scientist saw the picture,
他就自杀了。
He committed suicide.
为什么自杀
？Why did he do that?
因为他发现他的轨迹呢，跟他研究的蜜蜂的轨迹是一样的。
He realized that the tracks that he took were exactly the same as those bees.
也就是说，他每天在那边。好像绕圈圈一样，就是在家里面去研究室，反正去哪里，这个整个画起来跟他研究的蜜蜂这个行为模式是一样的。
So every day, you know, he'll go from his house to the bees, and then back to his house, and it's exactly the same as those bees.
哇，他突然有一个非常大的冲击，原来我每天研究的这种昆虫，我跟这个我研究昆虫没什么差别啊。
And it was a shock to him that he was no different from these bees.
所以弟兄姊妹，我曾经用这个方式去跟福音朋友讲过。
I've tried to use this way to talk to gospel friends.
就是说，如果我们人生没有神的话呢，就基本上就是绕圈圈。
If we do not have God in our lives, our life is basically going around and around.
跟动物、跟昆虫差不多，就在那边，那个完全没有目的的在那里绕。
We are just like the animals and like the insects. We have no purpose and we're just going around.
但是我今天是跟弟兄姊妹交通。
But today I'm sharing fellowship with brothers and sisters.
你知道吗？基督徒也可能在绕圈圈的。
The same for Christians, we can also go on a merry-go-round.
所以就像我们弟兄刚刚提到那个以色列人出埃及进了旷野。
And just like our brother had mentioned that the Israelites they came out of Egypt and entered into the wilderness.
照理讲，他们应该最多两年就可以进到神应许的迦南地了。
And at most, it would have taken them only 2 years to enter into the land of Canaan.
但因为他们这个不信神，他们很多这个硬着心呢，只好在旷野当中绕了很多年。
And because of the unbelief of their hardened hearts, and they were going around in the wilderness for many years.
所以就是在同样一个情形里面，就这样绕圈，没有往前进一步。
They were just going round and around with no steps taking forth.
所以有的时候，我真的有一个很深的感觉。
I have a very deep sense in me.
我们会做见证，对不对？就是讲到。主耶稣在我们身上生活当中许多的带领跟恩典。
We will give testimony of how the Lord has led us in our lives and all the grace that He has given us.
似乎就是有时候我们碰到难处，我们也祷告。
And indeed, that when we meet difficulties, we will pray.
然后祷告完之后，好像我们也感觉心比较平静。
And after praying, we will also feel, you know, our heart is maybe more settled and peaceful.
然后有时候主在环境中做事，有时候不一定有其他引导，没有照着我们祷告这样做事。
And sometimes the Lord work in the circumstances maybe not according to what we have prayed.
然后结果神，我们也试着靠着神，好像就度过了这样的一个事情的风浪。
And as if we lean on Him and just went through this wave and this difficulty.
对，有时候，哎，有时候我们做见证也都是很辛苦啊，这个压力很大，所以大家也我们也流泪，也很感动。
And sometimes, you know, we are very stressed, and we shared our testimony, and we cried, and we are very touched.
但是稀奇的就是说，结果在往后的也许一段的时间，我们发现这个基督徒没有，就从某个程度上面来讲，没有改变的感觉，就是。在主的这个认识上好像没有真的改变。
But amazingly that this Christian has not moved forward and like in the knowledge of Christ have not moved forward and changed.
所以我就有时候啊，对弟兄姊妹还是要来做见证哈，不是说不能做见证。
Brothers and sisters, you need to come and give your testimony.
但是我们要有一个感觉，有时候我们好像在一个绕圈圈的光景，没有真实的有生命的长进。
But we have to have the sense that sometimes we are just going around and around. We do not have the true growth in this life.
然后我们对主的认识就是像那个从外貌来认识他。
And our knowledge of Christ is in the flesh.
我们觉得主是一个哎呀保守我的神，好像拜拜一样。
And as if He is like one, you know, of those false gods that we come and just worship and
然后我们里面好像也没有这个新鲜活泼的动力呢，要让我们往前的。
And we do not have this fresh motivation for us to go forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，我就在这边思想这个事情啊。我们啊，如果你觉得我在讲你的话，那可能我在讲你。
If you, brothers and sisters, if you feel that I'm talking about you, then maybe yeah, I am indeed talking about you.
但其实弟兄姊妹，我们可能大部分的人都可能。
Brothers and sisters, maybe a huge amount of us are going around and around.
那是，或是说很容易的呢，就落在这个绕圈圈的这个陷阱的里面。
Or that we easily we get into this world of going around and around this trap.
在那个马太福音十五章十五章这边，马太福音十五章。
In Matthew chapter 15.
这个十五章第十节跟十一节
，verses 10 and 11，
耶稣就叫了众人来，对他们说：“你们要听，也要明白，入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。”
And he called the multitude and said unto them, Hear and understand that not that which go into the mouth defile a man, but that which come out of the mouth does defile a man.
然后呢，到跳到第。十六节，十五十六。
15 and 16。
彼得对耶稣说：“请将这比喻讲给我们听。”耶稣说：“你们到如今还不明白吗
？”Then answered Peter and said unto him, "Declare unto us this parable." And Jesus said, "Are ye also yet without understanding?"
所以当主耶稣有一次呢，他责备这些那个这个法利赛人。对，就责备法利赛人。
When Jesus was rebuking the Pharisees,
啊，法利赛人就是好像外表很敬虔。
On the outwardly, they are very pious.
然后嘴唇也是讲很多属灵的话。
And out of their mouth, a lot of spiritual words.
哎，结果主耶稣责备这些人。
But yet the Lord rebuked them.
然后这个门徒就回来质问耶稣。
And the disciple came back and went to the Lord and asked him.
哎，主耶稣，你知道你讲的这些话，这个法利赛人不太服气哦。
And as if he was telling the Lord, they are not pleased with what you're saying.
然后主耶稣就说啊，这些人里面呢，出来是污秽的。
But the Lord tells him that what come out of the man is that defiles.
就门徒们听不懂啊，彼得也听不懂。
The disciples didn't understand, neither did Peter.
然后主耶稣就有感觉有个叹息。
So the Lord, as if he was sighing.
哇，这个是一个人里面的光景呢。当他里面是污秽的话，他其实你不能看外表，因为他里面是有一个污秽的光景。
Because you cannot look at the outward person, because inside him the condition is defiled.
所以主耶稣就有感觉说，你们应该这个事情应该已经要明白了吧
And the Lord felt that you should ought to have understand this.
那为什么到今天还是搞不清楚这个怎么回事呢？
And why is it that you still have no clue about this?
对，好像这些人很明显，他们是一个外面有一个空的躯壳，但是里面的光景是不对的。
Because it was so obvious and outwardly they have like a shell and inside the condition is wrong.
就到了第下一章十六章。
So in chapter 16.
五节开始。
Verse 5.
门徒渡到那边去，忘了带饼。耶稣对他们说：“你们要谨慎，防被法利赛人和撒都该人的笑。”门徒彼此议论说：“这是因为我们没有带饼吧？”耶稣看出来，就说：“你们这小信的人，为什么没有为什么因为没有饼彼此议论呢？”
And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees."And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "It is because we have taken no bread." Which when Jesus perceived, he said unto them, "O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves? Because ye have brought no bread."
第九节就念一句，你们还不明白吗
？Verse 9, the beginning. Do we not yet understand?
然后第十一节的后面。
11.
他说，你们怎么不明白呢
？That ye should beware of the.How is it that you do not understand?
所以主耶稣他们有一次那个饼不够了，没东西吃。
One day they were in need of bread. They didn't have enough to eat.
然后主耶稣在讲另外一个事情，说你们要防备这个犹太人的这个教。
But Jesus was telling them to be aware of this leaven.
因为他们这个里面啊充满了，哎呀，这个我这个身体上的需要，现在没东西吃啊，所以把主耶稣的话就想成别的事情了。
But because they were so hungry, so they took Jesus' word and thought about something else.
然后主耶稣就更正了他们两个事情。
But the Lord corrected them.
一个事情就是说，你们在那边想的饼啊，没饼吃，你不记得我是五饼二鱼的主吗
？First, he was telling them that you said you have nothing to eat. Don't you remember that I was the one that fed you with five loaves and two fish?
然后就继续解释说，他刚刚讲的那个话呢，是防备这些犹太人带来的罪。
And secondly, he was saying that what he was talking about, you have to be careful of the sin that these Jews brought in.
主耶稣又叹气啊，说你们怎么还不明白呢
？And he signed again, "How is it that you do not understand?"
所以弟兄姊妹，其实啊，我们常常也是这样子。
Brothers and sisters, we are oftentimes like these.
那个假设啊，现在你在考试。
For example, you have an exam.
我在考试，现在这个就像那个没饼一样，就是考试现在是我。身上这个最重大的这些的需要。
Just like you've been without bread and said, "Oh, this exam is the most important thing in my life."
然后你来到聚会当中，那个弟兄在讲属灵的操练。
And you come to the meeting and a brother is sharing about spiritual exercise.
然后我们就心中就老是在想说，哎呀，我现在这个考试，我这个怎么办？我那怎么办？然后那个属灵的操练好像完全都听不进去了。
And in your heart, you think about your exam. What am I going to do with my exam? You know, what am I going to do? And the spiritual exercise, you just couldn't get it in your heart.
也就是说，有些东西好像成了一个障碍呢，叫我们听懂神要我们今天听的话。
And sometimes some things become barriers for us to understand what the Lord is trying to speak to us.
那个哥我刚刚那个提的那段话，最开始提的那段话是对哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹写的。
In the beginning, when I spoke of the passage, it was written to the brothers and sisters in Corinthians.
在那个保罗劝勉这个哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹，在哥林多前书里面呢。
When he was speaking to the brothers and sisters in Corinth, in the First Corinthians.
他说啊，我今天写信给你们呢。还是不能够帮把你们当作是可以吃干粮的人。
And I come to speak write I wrote I write to you but I cannot write to you as if you can take in solid food.
那我还是得把你们当作属灵这主里面是一个生命的婴孩。
I still have to treat you as babes in the Lord.
他说你们早该可以吃干粮，怎么现在还是婴孩
？You should have been able to take in solid food, but why is it you're still babes?
所以这些弟兄姊妹其实很有恩赐的。
These brothers and sisters have a lot of gifts.
照着他们的天然呢，他们有很多属地的智慧啊，口才啊。
Naturally, they have a lot of. They are very eloquent and they are very smart.
但在那个教会里面也有很多属灵的恩赐，他们可以说方言。我猜想可能也有很多医病赶鬼的情况。
And spiritually, they have spiritual gifts and they speak tongues and they could heal and heal the sick and cast away evil.
对，他们一起聚会，然后一起好像在做主的事情。
They gather together as if doing the work of the Lord.
结果他们就还是在那边绕圈圈。
But it's still there, going around and around.
在坐来坐去，绕来绕去，然后聚来聚去，最后还是婴孩。
They're going around and around, and they come to meetings after meetings, and still, after all that, they are still babes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们有没有路呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we have a way?
那个在那个，我们看一下，在那个哥林多前书最后一章。
First Corinthians, chapter 16.
哥林多前书第十六章第二十二节。
First Corinthians, chapter 16, verse 22.
那个很多时候啊，我们这个事情拦阻我们往前呢，我们没有被主的爱激励。
Many times these barriers cause us to not be able to move forward because we are not compelled by the love of God.
在那个圣经上，爱有爱的这个字呢，有两个原文有两个。
In the original text, there are two kinds of love.
那刚最开始我念说我们要被主的爱激励呢，那个是阿卡佩，是一个那个神的不带条件神圣的爱。
That being compelled by the love of God is that not unconditional love, that agape love.
然后这边呢，十六章二十二节。
And here, chapter 16, verse 22.
若有人不爱主，这人可诅可咒。
If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema.
这边的爱呢，不是说不好，它是带着一个人的感觉的一个友情。
This love is with friendship.
所以他这边讲到说。如果有人呢，连对主的一个感情或是都失去的话呢，这个人可诅可咒。
It says that if you do not even have this kind of love for the Lord, then you ought to be cursed.
弟兄姊妹，这个我们会说，保罗你怎么可以说咒任何咒诅的话？哪有人这个圣徒怎么可以咒诅呢？不可以的。
We say, Paul, how can you curse? Saints are not supposed to curse.
这保罗的感觉是这样子啊。
This is the sense of Paul.
就是我以前常会在新闻上面或多或少有时候会看到这种新闻。
Sometimes on the news station, I would read about these news.
对，比如说真的有这些事情啊，比如说一个孩子呢，他可能失去父母亲的照顾。
Maybe a child lost his parents.
那结果他的，比如说他的这个祖母呢，就是花了非常大的心血辛苦呢，把他抚养长大。
Maybe the grandmother helped raise this grandchild.
然后在这个长大的过程当中呢，好像这个孩子呢也不怎么太感谢他的祖母的付出。
And during this time, the grandchild did not really appreciate what the grandmother has given.
他想的就是祖母可以给他钱。
All he thinks about is that the grandmother can give him money.
然后那个祖母苦，常常劝啊劝啊，结果他还是这个，就是还是照着他这样去做。
And whatever the grandmother tried to tell him, he still does his own way.
那有时候甚至到了一个情况，把这个祖母一些积蓄的钱啊，把它偷走，拿去随便乱花。
And to the point that he would steal his grandmother's money and spend it all away.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个保罗的感觉是讲到。这种就像那个孩子的那种情况。
Paul is speaking about such a condition.
当一个人为他完全的付出，花了这么大的心血，能够这样对待他。
And someone has already given up his all for this child and put so much effort, and he still returned in this way.
对，结果他的反应呢，竟然毫不感恩。
His response was ungrateful.
这种人。叫做可咒可诅。
And this kind of person ought to be cursed.
所以弟兄姊妹，当保罗在圣经这封书信末了这样子写的时候呢，
When Paul wrote
他心中有很强烈的感觉的。
When Paul just wrote at the end of this book, he has a very strong feeling in his heart.
他觉得主对我们这个完全倾倒自己，为什么我们还是对主是这样的一个反应呢？
The Lord has poured out all of Himself for us, and how can we still have such a response to Him?
所以弟兄姊妹，当那个我们回到哥林多后书第五章这边，
We return to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
保罗说第五章第十四节，他说基督的爱激励我们，然后我们想一人替我们死。
For the love of Christ compels us, because we judged us that if one died for all.
那这个激励呢，是讲到好像我们这个人被绑住，被挤住。
It is compels. It's like we are being constrained. We are being wrapped around.
对，弟兄姊妹没有错啊。我们那个信主之后呢，很多的我们习惯啊、罪的捆绑就可以脱落。
Indeed, that after we come to Christ, that our old habits and all these sin, our bondage is all loosened.
但这边有一件事情呢，神没有勉强我们。
But here, the Lord did not force us.
但是如果我们愿意接受主在我们身上的爱的话。
But if we are willing to accept the Lord's love on us,
我们突然甘心乐意的能够被放在神的爱的捆绑的里面。
That we would willingly be put in this binding love.
然后这个绑住这个挤住呢，好像就这样推着我们呢，我们能够为主而活的。
And this binding us, it's like it compels us and pushes us forward to live for Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们在绕圈圈。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are going roundabout.
但有一个可能性。我们甚至不想从这个圈圈出来的。
And there is possibility that we are not willing to come out of this going round and round.
对，我们知道说有些东西我如果放下的话呢，我就可以出来的。
And we know that sometimes it's just this thing that if we let go, then we can come out.
可是我不愿意。
But we are unwilling.
对，因为我们没有让主的爱把我们这个人圈住。
Because we didn't let the love of God bind us together.
前阵子我是说，在约翰福音第八章。
In John chapter 8。
我跟可能当中几位提过。
Maybe I mentioned to some。
在约翰福音第八章有一个淫妇。
In John chapter 8, there was this woman that committed adultery。
对，这个淫妇是正在行淫的时候被抓到了。
And she was caught while she was committing adultery。
所以这些人呢，为着这个试探主呢，把这个淫妇带到主耶稣的面前。
Because they wanted to tempt the Lord, so they brought this adulteress before the Lord.
要为难主。
To try to give him some difficulty.
然后主呢，就用一个非常智慧的方式呢，把整个情况化解了。
But the Lord was used a very wise way to put this out.
对，细节我就不讲。
I will not go into details.
所以很多时候，当我们读这段圣经的时候呢，我们觉得，哇，这个主耶稣真的是世界上的光。
And many times we read this passage, we feel that the Lord is indeed the light of the world.
啊，这些人就他们照着律法呢，每一个人都有权利拿石头砸这个行淫的妇人。
According to the law, they have the right to use the stone to stone her.
当主耶稣的光照在他们心中的那个阴影的里。
But when the light of the Lord was shined into their hearts, into the shadow of their hearts,
每个人都羞愧，我没有权利拿石头砸他，我自己也是个罪人。
They all felt ashamed because they are all sinners and they cannot cast a stone on her.
所以很多时候我们读的时候是这样的一个感觉跟领会，这是对的。
Many times we feel this is what we receive from this reading this passage.
但是我想要告诉弟兄姊妹。其实这个故事里面，我们这个人就是那个淫妇。
And I want to tell brothers and sisters that we in this story we are the adulteress.
我们这个淫妇呢，就是在这个犯罪当中，根本就是所有的人都可以定我们的罪的。
And we are in sin, and everyone can judge us our sin.
所以当我们整个人被暴露出在众人面前的时候
，When our whole being is exposed before man，
其实你发现这个淫妇在当时，她可能你想你就把自己想说你是那个淫妇
，And think about yourself, put yourself in her place that you are the adulteress。
然后所有的人在围绕在我身旁
，Everyone is around you。
然后用那个他们觉得最公义的眼神来定我的罪
，And they look at you with the most righteous eye。
哦，我在全部人中，我觉得我是最卑贱的，是最抬不起头的一个人。
And I'm the one that's there that I cannot lift up my head。
我根本没有办法有任何被赦免的机会，我是当场被抓的。
And I have no way that I'll be done my this sin cannot be lifted up because I was caught while I was doing it。
然后这周遭的人，他们觉得他们是最公义的。
And around me are people who feel that they are most righteous.
同时之间，他们是根本没有怜悯，是一个残暴的人，可以马上打死他。
And they are without mercy, and they are violent. They can just cast their stones on me.
哎，但是我们要想想这个淫妇她整个过程的感觉。
But think about the adulteress, what she felt.
当她面对这些很自以为公义、这么没有怜悯的这一批人之后。
After she has faced these people who are merciless and think that they are so righteous,
然后这些人后来主耶稣让他们离开了。
And the Lord Jesus have them all went home.
那突然有一位耶稣呢，开始跟我们讲话。
And but this then came this one Jesus who spoke to us.
他说有人任何的人定你的罪吗
？Can anyone judge you?
对，他说主啊，没有。
He said, can anyone condemn you? He said, no. She said, no.
然后有一位慈爱的怜悯的主呢，对我说，你去吧，不要再犯罪了。
And one who's a Lord who's compassionate and merciful and tell me that neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more.
弟兄姊妹，当那个这件事情哈，不是一个小的事情。我们今天得救呢，是一个性命相关的事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a small matter. When we are being saved, this is to do with life and death.
所以如果我是那个淫妇
，If I were to be the adulteress,
我实在是感觉我的命是捡回来的。
And I would feel that my life has been just, I have just gotten it back.
我应该死的。
I ought to have died.
但是，好像在一个情况里面，就是莫名其妙，就是。我应该死的人现在可以活了。
Well, I couldn't explain, but I was out to die, but now I can live.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们感觉是主重新给我们一次机会呢，给我们这条命的。
Many times we feel that the Lord has given us another chance to give us this life.
那个马太福音二十七章。
Matthew 27.
马太福音二十七章十五节。
Verse 15.
马太福音是二十七章十五到十五到十七哈。
15 to 17。
巡抚有一个常例，每逢这节期，随众人所要的，释放一个囚犯给他们。当时有一个出名的囚犯叫巴拉巴，众人聚集的时候，比拉多就对他们说：“你们要我释放哪一个给你们？是巴拉巴呢，是称为基督的耶稣呢？”
Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they wished.And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
21 and 22.
21, 22.
巡抚对众人说，这两个人你们要我释放哪一个给你们呢？他们说巴拉巴。比拉多说，这样，那称为基督的耶稣，我怎么办他呢？他们都说把他钉十字架。
The governor answered and said to them, Which of the two do you want me to release to you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said to them, What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? They all said to him, Let him be crucified.
对，弟兄姊妹，我想你可能知道我要讲什么。
Brothers and sisters, I think you know what I'm going to say.
我们这个人就是巴拉巴。
We, this person is Barabbas.
这个巴拉巴，他是个有名的囚犯。有名的这个坏人啊。
Barabbas was very famous for a notorious prisoner.
有地方圣经有的地方记载他是强盗。
He was a
抢劫的人吧。
Robber.
有的地方记载他是作乱杀人的人。
And some place noted that he was also a murderer.
对他这个犯法到一个地步变成很有名。
He was causing so much doing so much crime that he was very famous.
我想圣经没有记载巴拉巴的心路历程。
The Bible did not record how Barabbas felt.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们就是巴拉巴。
But brothers and sisters, we are Barabbas.
对，也许啊，就是当我们最后被抓被关的时候。
Maybe we are being captured and we are being put to prison.
啊，当我们被定了死罪。
And we are being condemned to death sentence.
当我们在这个囚牢当中呢？就等着等死的那一天。
And we are waiting for the day of our death and our cell.
这其实就像我们人生。
And this is just like our life.
我们人生在这个地上走，就是在倒数计时。
And on this road, we are walking, we are just counting down the time.
对，倒倒数计时到了最后呢，我们就面对神的审判，或者说不知道的话，就是进了坟墓。
And at the end, we will meet God's judgment. And sometimes we don't know, and we already enter into the grave.
也许啦，就是每天在那边等候的时候，思想我一生所做的所有的事情。
And maybe when you're waiting and you think about what you have done for your entire life.
没有意义，就是到了那天就钉十字架。
It's all meaningless, and at the very end of the day, you're being nailed to the cross.
我等死。
Waiting for death.
结果到了行刑的那一天。
On a day where the sentence was were to be carried out.
就刚好有一个人呢，成了我的替代。
And that there was one person who took my place.
弟兄姊妹，你要想想看，如果你是巴拉巴，你是什么样的一个感觉？
Brothers and sisters, you have to think, if you were Barabbas, how would you have felt?
对，如果是我的话，我那天被释放之后呢，我一定要去看看是谁代替我的。
If I were Barabbas, on the day that I was released, I would have gone to see who was the one that caused my release.
对，我要跟着去的。
I want to follow.
然后我要看着他是怎么代替我钉在十字架上。
I want to see how he has replaced me and took the place on the cross.
所以当我仰望十字架的时候，我心中一定有感觉的。
When I looked to the cross, my heart would have felt something.
对，上面本来应该是我。
On that cross, it would have been me.
我根本就是 deserve 我 deserve 这个死刑的。
That I deserve this death sentence.
那为什么这个无罪的人成了我的代替呢
？Why the sinless person took my place?
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗说，我们在这边一同思想，一人替我们而死。
And this is what Paul is telling us to think about this one who died for us all.
对，有的时候我觉得我们没有办法用花很多口水请大家放下什么事情。
It's hard for us to say a lot of words and tell people to put things down.
但是当主的爱好像摸着我这个人的时候，很多事情没有那么困难。
But when the love of God compels us, many things are not as difficult anymore.
圣经形容我们是火中抽出来的一根柴啊。
The Bible describes that we are like this stick that has been taken out from the fire.
对，这个柴已经烧在该烧的烧掉的，烧成灰的。
This stick was supposed to be burned to ashes.
然后主呢，把我们从这个审判这永死当中把它抽出来的。
But the Lord took us from this judgment of eternal death and pluck us out.
那个，我另外以前也读过这种新闻。
I also read come across this piece of news.
特别是在我读的是那个台湾的新闻。
It was a news in Taiwan.
他说有些消防员就是救火员啊，他们到了那个已经清好的火场进去看的时候。
When some firefighters when they were entering into this place, it was already cleared up from the fire.
有时候他们会看到一种尸体。
Sometimes they will see one kind of corpse.
那这个尸体是一个母亲抱着她孩子烧死的尸体。
A mother who is carrying her child and being burned.
也就是说，这个母亲呢，也许到了一个绝境的时候呢，但她还是有一个反应。
And even though it was at the very end, she still have a response.
她的反应是说，哎呀，我巴不得宁愿我死，我但是这个孩子希望他能够保全。
That even if I die, I hope that this child is being kept alive.
对，所以但是没有办法，他只能够心是这样子想，我希望能够抱住他，就烧我，但里面孩子能够保全。
This is what her heart felt that you know can just the fire can just got to me and burn me, but I can protect this child.
其实我读过不止一次，都有这种尸体。
I've read many times about such.Situations, the cops.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实主的感觉跟这个感觉是一模一样的。
Brothers and sisters, how the Lord felt is the same as this.
对，他宝宝在他怀，宝宝我们在他的怀中。
He wrapped us around in his bosom.
他甘心乐意的为我们经过火的审判。
He willingly go through the judgment of fire.
他让我们被宝宝的人呢，能够经过审判呢，能够得到平安。
That we who have been wrapped around can go through the judgment and receive peace.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是好像保罗在鼓励，就在勉励、劝勉弟兄姊妹要为主而活之前呢，他要弟兄姊妹思想主是为我们而死的。
That Paul wants us to know before we He tells us to live for the Lord. He wants us to think about how the Lord has died for us all.
然后他下一句他说哈，他说，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。
That if one died for all, then all died.
哎，这是什么意思呢？就是我们有一句话是这样说哈，就是主为我们而死，所以我们不必死。
Sometimes we said that the Lord died for us, so we need not die.
然后主为我们替我们而活，所以我们不必活。
That the Lord lived for us, so we need not live.
前面那句是说主耶稣替我而死，所以我今天就不需要受这个永死的审判。
The one before that, the Lord died for us, so we do not have to receive this judgment of eternal death.
那后面这句是说主耶稣在我们这个新的生命为我们就活出来的时候，我这个己本人呢？不需要活。
That when Christ lived for us, then us the self, we no longer need to live.
那其实这句话是意思是一样的，就是主替我们死，我们都死了。
And it means the same that if one died for us, then all died.
我持续在那个上礼拜讲经中讲的一些的重点。
I want to continue on the points that Brother Kong has said.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要先知道。如果我这个人不被主的爱激励，然后我们也不跟主同死的话呢，我们没有办法为主而活。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know that if we are not compelled by the love of God, and if we do not die with Him, then we cannot live with Him.
什么叫做与主同死啊？
What it is to die with the Lord in this area.
很多时候我们说要把自己交托给主，对不对
？Many times we said, "Oh, we want to give ourselves to the Lord."
碰到一个难处的时候，哇，我们总是好像口头禅说，我把自己交给主。
When we meet a difficulty, we, you know, it's like we just say it from our mouth. We said we want to give this thing to the Lord, give ourselves to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，其实这句话，如果真的严肃来看的话，是我们把命给主。
If you take it seriously.In fact, it is that we give our life to the Lord.
对，我把自己这个全部的这个性命呢，交给主。
That I give my life to the Lord.
然后在这个方面的时候，我们弟兄曾经提到哈，什么叫做我今天是这样子形容，这样子来解释，我们与主，我们在主里面已经死了。
That we have died in the Lord.
在这两个方面。
In these two areas,
一个方面呢，主要在我这个人最强的特质上面呢，在对付我们。
The Lord wants to deal with it as in our strongest traits.
然后第二方面呢，主要在我这个人最宝贵、最放不下的东西呢，叫我们能够放下。
That the Lord wants to that the thing or the thing that we hold most precious that we are able to let go.
如果我们有这样的经历的话呢，其实你知道吗？你就经历在主里面死了。
Brothers and sisters, if we have experienced these two things, then indeed we have experienced dying in Him.
我实在觉得稀奇，因为主的工作他是不绕道的。
I'm really amazed that the Lord's work He doesn't take detours.
OK, 比如说上次比如说一个人哈，他最像雅各一样，他最强的特质就是我要跟别人争。
And like for Jacob, the strongest trait is he wants to fight and win every fight.
你知道勾践卧薪尝胆好像十年，对不对？是十年吗？没有人知道。对，有一个中国古代人，他为了报仇呢，他隐藏了十年。
A person who in China in the past wanted to take revenge and he prepared himself for 10 years.
那雅各卧薪尝胆二十年。
And Jacob prepared himself for 20 years.
对，整个二十年，最后他还是赢了。
In the end, he won.
是这样的，我们每个人都有我们每个人的特质，强的特质。
We all have our strongest trait.
有的人是很自信。
Some are very self-confident.
有人是很骄傲。
Some are very proud.
有人爱面子。
Some love their face.
有人是非常的讲理由。
And some like reasoning.
那我是什么呢
？What am I?
我想想，我可能脾气太好。
Maybe I have very good temper.
所以 ，OK， 不要笑 ，OK。 就是你这个特质哈，你以为有些特质都是很糟的特质，对不对？好像我一定要争。
You think that all traits are very bad? You know, we have to fight.
不一定啊。
Not necessary.
你有些最强的特质，可能在人感觉是好的。
Some of your strongest traits may look very good, and you know, in men's eyes.
所以我们在这个上面就学到说，就算最好的呢，也是有它的极限。
And we learn from this that even the very good thing has its limits.
最好的呢，也带着许多我自己的污秽在里面。
The very best also have this.Filthiness from ourselves.
所以神在我们身上做工的时候，他不绕道。
When the Lord works in us, He does not take detours.
他就比如说，我就跟主说，主啊，这个好脾气这么好，我应该好好的把它保存下来。
Maybe I can tell the Lord, you know, this is such a good, I have a good temper, I should protect it, and you know.
你先对付我那个什么那个有点骄傲的部分。
Maybe deal with me being a little proud.
对付我这个其他，比如说太有自信的部分。
Or you know when I'm very self-confident, you can deal with that first.
你知道吗？当我们这样子在旁边、周边在那边做的时候呢，你会发现还是在有点，虽然好像有变，但是还基本上还是在绕圈圈。
And even though you know we're trying to do things, even you know it's as if we have changed, but still we are still going round and round.
因为神不绕道，他就是要我们那个最强的地方呢，他要破碎，要对付我们。
Because the Lord doesn't take detours, and He wants to break this apart of our strongest trait.
所以弟兄姊妹，你的大腿窝是哪里？
Where is that the sinew of your thigh?
我不是。OK， 以下讲的不是批评的意思，但是我是拿来做一个比方。
The following I'm going to say is not meant to criticize。
对，有一个比较年长的弟兄来到一个某某的这个查经聚会。
An elderly brother came to a Bible study。
对，这个弟兄是别的，不是在这边聚会的。
A brother didn't gather here。
然后但这位比较年长的弟兄呢，也经过好多的事情了，因为他信主也很多年了。
But this brother didn't gather here, and he also went through many things because he has already believed in the Lord for many years.
好像也经过一些主的恩典。
And has also received God's grace.
但是我觉得就是有时候觉得奇怪，为什么来到当中他就很想要教导人。
But I wonder why when he come to be amongst us, he wanted to teach us.
教导人，然后因为我们通常到一个陌生的聚会呢，我们寻求那边知道那边有他的权柄。
Oftentimes when we go to a meeting that we have not been before, we know they have their authority there.
对，我们是学着有点交通分享，我们彼此勉励，这是好的态度。
And we seek to have some fellowship, to have some sharing. This is good attitude.
对，我们不会一来就马上想要教导。
We do not go to a meeting and say, "I want to teach here."
对，所以当他写信给那个负责的弟兄的时候
，So when this brother wrote a letter to responsible brothers at the meeting,
他说啊，弟兄，我想要长期的呢，在你们这个查经聚会。
He said, "Brother, I would like to be at your Bible study group long term."
那这个负责的弟兄想要请他说，那我们先私下交通好了。我希望你如果要来聚会，希望你是礼拜天啊，就是比较固定的在这边聚会。
And the responsible brother shared with him that you know if you want to come, I hope you can come on Sunday to have more consistent meetings with us.
结果年长就很受伤。
So the elderly brother was very hurt.
他说。我来这边聚会，意思是说，我来这边聚会已经是非常给你们这个很好的一个供应了。你怎么还考虑这么多
？He felt that you know I have come to I'm coming to this meeting. You know I'm supplying to this meeting. You know.
对，所以以后呢，如果我来的话呢，如果你还要我来的话，请你用书面正式的邀请我来。
And he said that you know in the future if you want me to join you then I would like you to tell me formally in a letter that you are inviting me to the meeting.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们觉得很稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes we are very amazed.
对，也许我们在外面好像有一个很 很年长的这些情就是年纪也有经历。
And sometimes outwardly we are older and we also have much experience.
但是里面似乎有一个面子跟骄傲，让我们好像那个生命感觉是一个很幼小的感觉。
But inside us, we could have this pride, and we want to want our face, and it seems like we are just babes.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不是批评，所以我有时候祷告说，主啊，希望我以后年老的时候呢，我希望不至于变成这个样子。
I'm not meant to criticize this brother, but I pray to the Lord that I would not be in such a situation when I'm old.
然后另外一个就是弟兄姊妹，主要我们把最宝贵的要放下。
The Lord wants us to let go of what's most precious to us.
所以上礼拜江弟兄提到玛利亚，她把香膏玉瓶打破。
And Brother Kong last week have mentioned to us that Mary broke the jar of pure nard.
那个香膏对玛利亚来讲呢，是她目前所拥有的呢，她觉得是最宝贵的东西。
That ointment was most precious to her at that time.
她为着主呢，她放了。
But for the Lord, she let go.
弟兄姊妹，我们会读到不少的故事，主就是不绕道。
We will read many stories that the Lord will not take a detour.
对，我们知道，像倪弟兄他年轻的时候最放不下就是他的青梅竹马。
And Brother Ni, when he was young, he wasn't able to let go of his childhood sweetheart.
他突然想说，在他突然想说在天上。其实只有主，这个我可以说。
But then he said that, you know, in heaven I have the Lord. Yes, indeed, I have the Lord.
在地上我有没有其他所？除了主以外，我是不是还有其他所爱？就是说，在地上我除了主以外没有其他所爱慕的，这个话我讲不出来。
But he couldn't say who have I on this earth.
他说啊，
But thee.
对，他说主啊，只要你让我跟这个女孩子在一起。
He said to the Lord, Lord, if you let me be with this girl.
我去蒙古。
I'll go to Mongolia.
反正我就加入天主教，我去新疆，去哪里都可以。
I can go to, you know, 新疆 everywhere. I can go anywhere for you.
你要我干什么都可以。
I can do whatever you want me to do.
只要能够跟他在一起。
As long as I can be with her.
主不许我说不行，你不能绕道。
But the Lord said, no, you cannot take detours.
主没有要为难他的意思。
The Lord didn't mean to make it difficult for him.
主为了一个人呢，不要去绕圈圈。
The Lord, for the sake that this person doesn't go around and around.
他要我们从那个圈圈的光景里面真的能够走出来了。
He wants us to walk out of that kind of condition.
所以当我们弟兄把他这个一放。
When our brother was, this, he laid this down.
他把那个很豪华的这个长袍马褂换成很朴素的衣服。
He changed his attire into...Just very plain attire.
如果没记错的话，他到福州街头贴福音单张去那边传福音。
He was posting gospel tracts in Fuzhou.
然后整个城市后来轰动，很多人信主。
And many in the cities came to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，神就是不绕道。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord doesn't take any detours.
你最爱的东西，抱歉啊，神就是要那个东西。
The thing that you love most, I'm sorry, the Lord wants that.
主的恩典够我们用，够我们用。
The grace, His grace is sufficient for us.
那个我很好些年前讲过那个 Web Pablo 的事情，一个弟兄的事情。
Many years ago, I spoke about this brother.
有的时候你觉得一个东西好像你没拿到，你以为你真的放了吗
？Some things you think you haven't gotten it, you feel that you have let go.
对，有时候一个东西你不是你拥有的，你还放不下。
Some things is not what you have, but you still are not willing to let go.
这位弟兄有一个很他很爱的一个小女儿。
This brother has a daughter that he loves very much.
对，有一次旅游的时候，可能是生病，在那个旅游当中去世，那女儿就死了。
Well, they were traveling. This daughter died.
哇，这个做父亲的这个心中非常的难过。
He was greatly saddened by this thing.
那他是一个这个教会的一个负责的弟兄啊。
He was a responsible brother in the meetings.
所以当他回到家的时候呢，他心中非常忧伤。
He was very sorrowful in his heart when he went home.
他说他一直祷告说主啊你给我够用的恩典 我要越过这个难受
He said Lord give me sufficient grace I want to get over this feeling
也许在当时这个小女儿是他心中最宝贵的
Maybe at that time this young daughter was most precious in his heart
似乎这个小女儿就算她离世好像她心中 还是放不下
Even though she has already passed away he still couldn't let go of her in her, his heart
所以这个故事就讲到说他突然他一直祷告主啊你的恩典赐给我够用的恩典
He kept praying Lord give me sufficient grace
但他突然一抬头看见那个墙壁上刚刚挂的一个那个圣经经节
But when he lifted up his head he saw the scripture verse that was on the wall
那他去度假期间呢他们那有管家帮他钉上去
During his travelingThey have a steward that put it on the wall for him.
上面就是这句话，说啊，主的恩典是够我用的。
It says that the Lord's grace is sufficient for me.
所以当主的话好像发亮进到他心中的时候
，as if the Lord illuminated His own words.
他说主的恩典已经够我用了。
He said that the Lord's grace is sufficient for me.
他突然之间这件事情就整个放下。
And suddenly, all of a sudden, this matter was laid to rest.
所以当他第二天经过心中，就他第二天就能够心中安息的跟他的会众能够传讲一篇主的恩典够我用的一篇道。
And because of this rest in his heart, he could the next day share with his congregation that his grace is sufficient for me.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天。没有讲很复杂的东西。
This is not a complicated thing that I share today.
我实在觉得很多时候我们在一个转圈圈，没有往前真的认识主的一个光景。
I feel that many times we are just going around and around, and we do not truly have moving forward to know the Lord.
对，我们好像绑在一个绳子哈，然后钉一个绳子，一个钉子，一个绳子，然后在那边。转圈圈的。
It's like there's a stick there, and we are just being tied to that, and we just keep going round and round.
我们也不新鲜，好像虽然是新造的人，但是没有这个新造的人的实际，不新鲜。
Even though we are new creation, but we don't have the reality of this new creation. It's not fresh to us anymore.
我好像，所以弟兄姊妹，真的，以前有 ，OK， 以前有弟兄姊妹在聚会的时候看报纸。
In the past, during meetings, we have brothers and sisters who read the papers.
啊，现在不用看报纸，现在直接手机上也有报纸，也有小说，各样都有。
Now we no longer need newspapers because on our smartphones we can read the news and read stories, everything.
所以弟兄姊妹，当一个人。像哥林多前书讲的说，若有人不爱主
，just as in 1 Corinthians it says that if the man do not love God，
我后来觉得这样的情况可能这个人没有真的重生。
And sometimes I feel in such a situation that this person has not been truly born again。
他对主完全没有兴趣。
He has no interest in the Lord。
没有感觉。
No feeling。
在也是在绕圈圈。
Also going around。
可是。我担心这种情况是没有信主。
I'm afraid that this kind of situation, the person has not been born again.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你知道你是信主的
，Brothers and sisters, if you know you have believed in the Lord,
我们要记得，就是但愿主的爱激励我这个人。
That the love of God compels us.
若有人不爱主呢，这人好像是可咒诅。
If one do not love the Lord, then this person ought to be cursed.
所以今天我讲的很简单，一个人，我们思想主是为我而死。
This is very simple. We think about that the Lord died for us.
我也愿意说，在主里面，我这个人死了，我这个最强的死了。
That my strongest part, this person died.
那我死了，所以我可以把我最宝贵的给主。
And because I die, I can give my most precious thing to the Lord.
所以当我在思想这段圣经的时候
，And when I'm meditating on this verse，
前面这句话主有给我一些的话
，The Lord gave me some words for this first part。
我就问主说，这个后面我没话，这个怎么为主而活
？I said, Lord, but and I don't know how to live for you。
主耶稣给我的答案，我就我告诉弟兄姊妹。
The Lord gave me an answer. I'll share with you.
他给我感觉说，你不要担心。
And then, do not worry about this.
如果一个人呢，他被主的爱激励。
If a person has been compelled by the love of God.
他真的宝贵主替他而死。
And he truly deems it precious that the Lord died for him.
他愿意在他最强的方面，在他最宝贵的方面能够放下的话。
He's willing to let go of his strongest strength and his most precious thing.
你知道吗？这个人自然就为主而活。
And naturally, this person will live for the Lord.
他不再为自己活。
Because he no longer lives for himself.
所以这是主给我的一个感觉。
That's what the Lord has put in my heart.
我们彼此勉励，我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们来到你面前，我们实在感谢你救我们。
Lord Jesus, we come before you. We truly thank you for saving us.
很多时候我们把这个救恩看得太小。
Lord, oftentimes we belittle this salvation.
有时候我们以为说，哎呀，这个主替我而死，这是一个简单的道理。
That was a simple thing that the Lord died for me.
但你可以问我们，如果我们真的知道你替我们而死，为什么我们还没有为你而活呢
？But Lord, you can ask us if you truly died for us, then why aren't we living for you?
主啊，我们再次来到面前，把我们心敞开。
Lord, we come to you and open our hearts toward you.
但愿你用爱。浇灌在我们心里。
Then may you pour your love in our hearts.
夺着我们这个人的心。
Gain our hearts.
好叫我们甘心乐意的把我们最强的、最宝贵的都给你。
That we willingly give to you our strongest and our most precious.
在我们这边得着一批人。
Lord, that here you gain a people.
是在为你而活的一批人。
A people that is living for you.
所以我们求主恩待。
Lord, may you show us grace.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 就到这里。谢谢。